begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Mem Gimel, begin in Amud Aleph. Begin with Tais, the Masech Tais, begins the words of the Gemara, the Mevatla Kli Mechanei, because you're nullifying a vessel from its preparedness. Tais comes to explain, what's the reasoning of this Isser? Which this is an interpretation of Rabbi Yosef in the Halacha of Rav Chisda, that you cannot put a vessel beneath the Tanagolis to accept the egg, because Mevatla Kli Mechanei. So Tais is wondered. The Perek Basra appears Bekondris in the last Perek Rashi explains what's the problem about the Kli Mechanei is because the Asim Hashem, the Mischazik Yisaisi. It looks like actually the melacha of demolishing, because up until now you're able to utilize it, now you can't. So on some level it's like demolishing. On the other hand, the compare here in our sugi Rashi explains actually the chashav kiil mechabrisham betit. It's as if a problem of boina, because as if you're actually attaching it with cement. And never tells you wonders exactly what's the interpretation according to Rashi. What's the problem? Opposite interpretations of mevata kli mechamet. The next Tais, the Masechta Tais, begins with the words of the Gemara, Tevel Muchen Hu Eitzel Shabbos. It's not a problem by untithed produce, actually considered prepared regarding the laws of Shabbos. Tais asks a few different questions regarding this about fixing Tevel on Shabbos. That is, the Gemara brought Rav Yosef, that he said the reasoning of Rav Chisda, why you cannot put the vessel beneath the egg, is because Mevatla Kli Mechanei. That Abaye asks a few different questions. One of them is a brisa that says a barrel of Tevel that broke, you could put a Kli beneath it, I'm about to clean Melchane because it's Tevel is Mukta. So Rabbi Yosef said, no, Tevel is not considered Mukta, it's considered prepared. Why? If someone violates and tithes the produce, then it's usable, so therefore it's not considered Mukta. Now, Tais is bothered. He says, Ava Bisha Asla Tautle, although the truth is, you're not allowed to move the Tevel on Shabbos, because it's not prepared Mufan, like the Gemara later in the Chod Vavim Beis says, it actually is considered Mukta. But Tais explains, however, that's still not considered nullifying a vessel from a preparedness if you put the Tevel inside of it. Yes, it is Muktzah, but since if you would fix it, it would be prepared, it wouldn't be Muktzah, so therefore it's not nullifying the vessel from its prepared. Now, Bakash L'Rashba, the Rashba is bothered, because it's not Masechta Truma is prepared base. The second Perek of Masechta Truma is the Mishnah teaches us, Umaisla ben Zakat, the Gemara getting up in the Dhamma base, Amanaf brings this Mishnah. If someone tithes produce on Shabbos, so b'shoygegeichel, if he does it by mistake, he could eat. B'meizid lo yoichel, if he does deliberately, cannot eat it. Now, v'lishna dekama hacha, here the terminology that is used over here in our Gemara is im avar v'tiknoi. If he violates and he fakes it, mashma b'meizid. It sounds like even if he does deliberately. I mean, they're like coming from the fact that the wording doesn't say shim shogag v'tiknoi, but by mistake he fakes it. Avar sounds like that's why it's not considered mukta, it's considered muchen, but it's not true. If someone deliberately tithes, actually, he cannot eat it. It's actually not viable. So Benira says, Tais said, it seems the nakat avar, the reason why, yeah, it would even be if you do it deliberately, that therefore in misaknei misukun, and therefore it's not mevat kli mechanei, is kagon de lesli perachin. That would be, for example, in the case where he has no other produce. The Amma Bebe, perk yamte, but there the Gemara Beyed, if Yudzayin Mebeyes actually says that the Philip Mezer Yechel, that actually even if you do it deliberately, you could eat it, and therefore it's not going to be considered mevat kli mechanei, even if you do it deliberately. Oit Hikshu, another question the Rashba asks, is a perk basar tanya. The last parak in the Kufnan Dalma Bay is the Gemara brings a brisa. So if this person's animal was laden with untithed produce. And ashashas, these types of metals that are muktzum. So what does one do? So matasachalavim, what you do is, the ashashas is these bars of glass. So what do you do? Matasachalavim, what you do is you just untie the ropes. You can't move it itself, but the sacks will fold themselves. Even though they break, what are you going to do? That's the only way that you can get it off the animal. Now, mashma, it sounds like that you have to let it break, because the asla nich tachtim karmak sasa, you cannot put beneath it pillows and blankets. Why? Because amutavala muchanu, obviously that you cannot move something for something that's it's going to be vatal the kli mechana. If you're going to put a blanket beneath it, you're not going to be able to move it anymore. Obviously, we consider tevel, which is one of those two cases, as not prepared, and therefore it is mevat the kli mechana, not like our sugyam. So if I'm read, the Rish says, no, the ava bisham is shtabrim. This that it says there in that sugya, that even though it's going to break, loy koya tevel, it's not going on that other case of tevel, it's elashash, only going to the piece of glass. And that's going to break, which makes sense, because what breaks is usually glass, but actually tevel is not a problem that you could put the blankets, because actually that would not be mevat the kli mechana. But another question the Rashba has is ki hecha do amar. Just like we say dim avav etikne mesukin in our sugya, we say, oh, the reason why it's considered tevel is muchen, even though really it's muksa, is because if you violate and you fix it, it's considered fixed. So then the question should be like this: hachanami. Then if the same thing should be kishmaniach kli tachas tanagolus. This classic case that we're discussing over here. If you put the vessel beneath the chicken, the kav bitzasa to get its egg, name you should say the same thing. Shem avav eheser abe. If you violate and you move the egg from the bowl, mutak kli l'talta, then you can move the bowl. And therefore, if it came betal to teres bittel to klimechanin, then you're essentially nullifying the whole concept of bittel to klimechanin, because every time you could say, oh, if I violate, I could move it now. So, but then how do you ever have this halach of bittel to klimechanin? So that says the Rashba, no, v'lav perchir, that's not a question. It's a fundamental difference. Because when you have the vessel with the egg, ain't no heter, there's no permissibility of moving it, because even if you violate and take the egg, but you need to do an action to permit the moving of the vessel. But the untithed produce, yeshli heter al detikin, there is a permissible way by fixing it, and therefore, since there's even before you fix it, you're allowed to move it because there is a way of rectifying the situation, not just through a violation of the laws of muktzah. In muktzah itself, you don't need to do an action to permit it with moving it. You could go ahead and fix the untithed produce, although one shouldn't do that on Shabbos itself. Now, another question he asked on what we mentioned before. So when there is other produce, so he said, oh, then b'mezid, you can't eat it, but b'shoigig, if you do, then you could eat the tithe produce. Question is, b'shoigig, why do we say over there that if you did it by mistake, you could eat it? Namely, you should say the following halachic principle that we're discussing here in these dafim, migid iskatzoyle b'nash masha, since it was mukta by b'nash masha, because it was tevel, iskatzoyle kula yamashi mukta for the whole day of Shabbos. But another question he asks is, maishna d'halacha amma, why is it different over here that we say, dim avar v'tiknim isukim, we say that, okay, if you violate and you do tithe it, then it's considered fixed, and then it's not mukta anymore, and therefore you could eat it, and therefore again that's why he says it's not mevalta klimir chanai. Problem is mebeya perk ain't sudden. The Gemara beya dafchava mebeis. The Gemara tells us kabe b'chayil Reb Shimon regarding a firstborn animal according to Reb Shimon. Dama that he says ain't roin mumim b'yamtiv. He says you're not allowed to go ahead and analyze and judge if an animal is considered blemish or that you could are permitted to partake of the b'char. That you now do it on Yom Tiv. So Amma, he says, Shim Avar Bikri. Let's say one did violate and he did check out the animal. Einam Avar, it's not considered checked out. It doesn't work even after the fact. And even Va'adabar Och Midam B'Shagim Mavukr, him that he says that if it was done by mistake, it is considered checked. I mean, Hasim the lesson. The Gemara says, no, we don't hold like him. The Meshabesh V'Tani, because he makes a mistake when he learns it. But one thing is, we see from over there, why were they after the fact? Is it not valid? And you say, Imovav Tikna in Mesukin, and here we say, regarding the laws of Muktam, of that of Tevel, Imovav Tikna Mesukin, what's the difference between Mechayr and the laws of Tevel? And Tais does not answer those questions. See, next Tais, the Maskel Tais, begins the words of the Gemara, Kaifan Esasal, you turn over the basket. Tais comes to explain, why doesn't Abaye ask this same question of Kaifan Esasal on the previous interpretation, that of Rabu? And that is the Gemara brought all these questions Abaye has in Rav Yosef. Then he says the reason of Chizda you cannot put the vessel beneath the chicken to catch the egg is because one of them is a brisa, which our taste is quoting over here. That if you turn over a basket in front of the chicken, so they should go up and down on the basket. Even that's mevatikli melchane. So it's bothered. Why doesn't the bias from the same brisa on Rabba? See, many of the same brises Rabba asked on Rabbi Yisim, where Rabba says the reason of Chizda is because you cannot move a vessel only if it's something that can be moved. Now, therefore, you shouldn't, and they only permitted by the Hatzalah Metzuyah. So why doesn't he ask from the same brisa that you now move the basket under the chicken, even though that's Hatzal She'einu Metzuyah, it's not something that's a common thing? Says Tesis, no, Le'el, previously regarding Rabba, Loi Motzi Parach Mena. The Gemara cannot have asked from it because actually that's Hatzal Metzuyah here. This that you need the chicken to be able to get up and down is a normal thing to need the basket, and therefore it's actually something that they did permit, and therefore that wouldn't be a question on Rabba, it's only a question on Rabbi Yosef, a Mevat Le'Kli Mechana. Here next Tesis, the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara, Be'odin Olav, when it's on it. Which Tais comes to explain that those who hold that there is a law of mukta for what's called mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, Tais comes to explain how is it permitted to move the basket for the chickens and there's no problem about l'kli mechane. And as the Gemara brought, as we mentioned before, one of the questions about Rabbi Yosef regarding who learns the problem of Rav Chizda halacha of mevat l'kli mechane was from this halacha of kovin asalaf ne'afreichim to go up and down. Mevat l'kli mechane, and that's permitted to be done. Oh, so that's the Gemara answer is no, that's not about the Klimei Chanai. Because the Tana of this Brisa holds that you're allowed to move the basket after the chickens came down. We learned explicitly that you now move the basket even after the chickens came down. So the Gemara says that no, that this was regarding Huktza Labeina Shmashes. But explicitly, we learned that and now move the basket. The Gemara says that this thing now move the basket is only when the chickens are on it, like the Tazdir Masa is going on when Ba'idna love. Now, aval achar sheyardu, but after they came off, then mutl tatli, as long as it wasn't during the whole bein hashmashes, then you're allowed to go ahead and move the basket. So there was not mevat l'kli mechane. Now, near l'ri, it appears to the read the ksaver, because the town of the Braisa holds, the ain muktzah l'chatzah Shabbos. We don't have this concept known as muktzah v'hafer Shabbos, which is something that was permitted when Shabbos started to move. and it wasn't muktzah, and then in the middle of Shabbos at one point, like when the chickens are on it, you can't move it. The fact that it's muktzah for half a Shabbos doesn't make it muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. And that's why when they come down, you can move it, and therefore it's not mevatel kemelchana. Because the lemandam and perkin tzad. Because according to the pin that's written on Be'ed Avchav and Beis, the yesh muktzah that you save is muktzah for part of Shabbos, that's it, it's muktzah for the whole Shabbos. Asla taltle avach she'erdun, then you would be forbidden to move it, even after the chickens came down, because of huktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Now, actually, based on this, because l'rashba, the Rashba is bothered by this. Laman domi yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, according to the one that says that if something's muktzah even part of Shabbos, that's it, till the rest of Shabbos is muktzah. Amai koyf in the sasalaf ne'afreichim, how are you allowed to move the basket in front of the chickens? V'mavatlachim mechanei, bin yinalifying a vessel from its preparedness, according to their opinion. And v'kaim l'ndas l'vatlach. And Tosis says that, yes, we rule that you now mavatlachim mechanei. How do we know this? Because the Basayf Pirkin Paruch Stamad Hashas, at the end of the Parak, the Gemara just anonymously asks, v'kamavatlachim mechanei, are you nullifying a vessel from its preparedness? And you see that that's the Gemara's assumption according to everyone. And v'chem perek matan, so the Gemara later on kof chav ches mabeis, or perek basra, and the last perek of kof nadal mabeis, parach libi Rav Huna, the Gemara asked according to Rav Huna, I'm about the klima chanai, avik av the limitzin the shayis avik, and even though we don't find anywhere that's for sure what he holds, mashma, it sounds like from the Gemara that is asking on Rav Huna, the lekuliyama, so about the klima chanai, because according to everyone we hold, that you now nullify a vessel from its preparedness. And says Tais, v'chem nefash b'samach, so I'm going to explain shortly, that yes, everyone agrees to this principle of us, that Rav Huna agrees that also us levatekli mechanim. So if so, so it's difficult. According to those who hold yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, so how you allowed to put the basket in front of the chickens? Eyes mevatekli mechanim. Everyone agrees that you cannot be mevatekli mechanim. The Shlomo says what you could say is the lemandam yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. According to the one who holds that yes, something even if it's muktzah of a part of Shabbos now is muktzah the rest of Shabbos, you have to say hach the kovin nesasal. This brisa of that you allowed to move the basket in front of the chickens is muki krib shimon, is like krib shimon. Why? Because according to Rav Shimon, v'adai shari l'talt l'asal kashyad. Of course, according to him, even though they hold yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, but according to Rav Shimon, for sure it doesn't hold like that. For sure he's allowed to move the basket, once the chickens come down, because that feeling make it is katzir l'ben ha-shmashis, is katzir l'kula yoyme l'asli. Rav Shimon doesn't even hold of, even if it's muktzah with whole ben ha-shmashis, which is more severe, which that we see in our sugya, that even if you hold, you can move it after the chickens get down, but if it's dear the whole ben ha-shmashis, you cannot. Rav Shimon holds even that is not a problem. Where do we see that? The Hamatel is stopping from the Shakava. We find in our sugi that he holds that you're allowed to have benefit from the lamb after it went out, even though it's muktzah ben hashmashis. So therefore, obviously, that the brisa would permit it once they came down, and that's who the Mandam of Yesh Muktzah L'chatzi Shabbos would say the brisa is like. And if it's not difficult on that. Or you know, another interpretation you could say is, Hodi Yesh Muktzah L'chatzi Shabbos, this that they hold when something's muktzah for part of Shabbos is muktzah for the whole Shabbos, Hainu La'achila, it's for eating, which has a more severe level of muktzah. But V'leila Tilt Enafa moving, regarding moving, you let him move it after the muktzah item is off, and therefore the brisa would be even like the Mandam of Yesh Muktzah L'chatzi Shabbos. Now, V'mtayim Tesis asks and says, if you're going to say, Rav Yosef the Mefarash Mastin, this Rav Yosef that we're discussing here in the sugi now, who he explains Allah of the Mishnah, Mishnah the Aslavata Klimechanik, because now nullify a vessel from its preparedness. Lo Yasi Mastin, Kribb Shimon, according to him, the Mishnah is not like Kribb Shimon. Why? Because, like we said, according to Kribb Shimon, you're not really nullifying a vessel from its preparedness. Keeping the Shar Lacha Shakabi, he holds it's permitted to go ahead and use the candle, the lamp, after it's extinguished. Just like you see, as we just finished explaining, that it does not consider when you put in the basket in front of the chickens nullifying the vessel. Because once the chicken comes up, you're allowed to use it. So the same thing is going to be that you're allowed to use the lamp after it gets extinguished. So Rav Yosef was explaining the halacha of the Mishnah as bitl kli mechanei. Obviously, it's not like Rav Shimon, which that's difficult. So it says, what you could say is no, delay dummy. Actually, it's not comparable the permissibility of moving the basket after the chickens come down to the permissibility of moving the lamp after the light went out. Why? The hach will be here, vade lechashe bitl kli. That's not considered nullifying of the vessel. Why? Kimiyad kishabo al asal, because right when the chickens come onto the basket, biyodil hafrichim lavrichim isham. He's able to just to shoo them off from it right away and then to be able to move the basket. So that's, yes, is according to Rav Shimon, not considered mevatel kli mechanei. In contrast, but the halacha of the Mishnah, of putting a vessel beneath the lamp, he can't go ahead and move it right away. You have to wait till nature does it and Hashem puts out the lamp, and therefore that would be considered muktzah, and therefore that, even according to Rav Shimon, yes, would be considered mevatel mechanei, and therefore the Mishnah could even be like Rav Yosef, like Rav Shimon. Turning to the next taste in Masal, this begins the words of the Gemara, Ba'ayin Elav Kol Ben Hashmashas. When there was on, the chickens were on the basket the whole twilight. So I just come to explain that that's not considered what's known in halacha as gomer b'di adam, that could be finished off by mankind. Whereas we're explaining over here the interpretation of Rav Yosef that the problem of Rav Chisda Halacha is Emavat Kli Mechanai, and that Abai asked many different questions. One of them was like we're talking about here regarding putting the basket in front of the chickens, which is permitted, even though seemingly it's Emavat Kli Mechanai. So that the Gemara ultimately ends up saying that no, it's permitted after they come off. It's only forbidden even when they come off if it was there the whole Bein HaShemash. Then it's Gatzor L'Kuli Yema. Now that taste says Tema. It's a wonder. As we actually just mentioned this at the end of the previous tesis, since ultimately he could shoo off the chickens right away on the bat, they could take them off right away, have a gum and be the adam. So that's something that could be finished off by people. I mean to say, although right now it's not usable because the chickens are on it, but it's not considered mukta as the halacha of gum and be the adam when you could make something ready by human intervention. Because it's not really out of sight, out of mind, because I could really make this ready right now by myself, by mankind, so you don't remove your consciousness from it, because you could fix it right now. That's the same thing over here, because you could chew off the chickens right away. And therefore, v'leslan l'meimu, we should not say, as the Gemara is saying, migi diskatzei l'bein ha-shmashas, once it's muktzei l'bein ha-shmashas, that should be muktzei for the whole Shabbos, k'demuchem perkein tzad, like it's obvious from the Gemara, be'edav chavav mebeis. Because the parak Reb Zeir asks Lamanda Meyesh Muktzah L'Chatzit Shabbos. He says, according to the opinion, which we mentioned this in the previous tesis, that if something's Muktzah of a part of Shabbos, that's it, Muktzah of the whole Shabbos. I have a point about Dashim. What do you do with beans and lentils? The Mevashim B'Yamtiv, which you're allowed to cook on Yamtiv, where the Mikara Chazalachas originally was fit to chew raw. Now, Kishadina B'Kidra Chaisa, but when you put it in the raw pot, you start cooking it raw. Itchulu, then it's not edible because it's not raw enough to chew, but it's not cooked enough yet to eat. Now, when you finish cooking, then suddenly it's permitted. Aye, that's a problem of Muktzah L'Chatzit Shabbos. At some point, the Yom Tov wasn't edible. So according to that opinion, it should be not usable for the rest of Yom Tov. On that, I'm like, Abaye answers Reb Zeir's question. He says, wait, L'tamecha, according to your reasoning, Tikshlech K'teiris Alma, ask on every Jewish person regarding a regular pot of cooked food on every Shabbos. Why? The K'teiris, the Shabbat, when you have a pot cooking by Shabbos, Bein HaShemash, by twilight, Reis Chesen, they're boiling hot. And you can't eat it because it's boiling hot. Ula urtakachli mina, yet every Jewish person eats their cooked food on Friday night, even though when Shabbos started, it was quote-unquote muktzah because it was too hot. Even according to one who holds that you don't say muktzah chaz Shabbos, they agree to the principle of migidis katzoi. And the rather says, Abaya, no, garmer b'di adam loikimi b'yile. Obviously, if something could be finished off by human intervention, that's not considered muktzah, like we explained, because a person does not move his conscience from him. The whole question was by something that is by the hands of heaven, like fruits which dry up in the sun. That was the question to behold Muktzah L'Chatzit Shabbos or not. But one thing that we see that we don't see is if it's gum by the Adam. So here by the chickens, even if it's Oidin Lav Kobe Nashmashas, you should not say it's Katzir L'Bein Nashmashas because it's gum by the Adam. You could chew them off by yourself. What you could say is no. The Shani Kedairis. The hot pots on Friday by Bein HaShemashes, the reason why we don't consider that muktzah because of gum of the adam, that's because in Mahavad Tzarchlu Bein HaShemashes, if the person wanted his cooked food by twilight, Hayimakaran, he would cool it down. V'chem Poyim Adashim, so too, the other case that was discussed over there regarding the beans and lentil, Ritzaynish is Bashal B'leishim Dicha, he wants it to cook without any obstacle. And therefore, he cooks it in the pot. Aval Hacha, but over here, when he puts the basket over in front of the chickens, Ritzayne Hayishiyalu Hefrechen Alasal. He wants the chickens to go on the basket. Shalakal Kofi, that's what's turning it upside down. Oh, Varisha Achas Hikta Isla Tzarchat, then he's not wanting it. He's using it for them. So it's set aside, not from his utility, it's just for the chickens. There you do say, as in our Gemara over here, that if it's muktzah for Ben Hashemash, it's muktzah the whole day because then it was set aside. In contrast to the food, he's always ready, it's for him. There it's not for him, it's for the chickens, and therefore, even though it quote unquote could be governed by the Adam, it's still going to be considered Iskatzila Ben Hashemash, and hence Iskatzila Kuliyama. To the next taste of Maschel, taste begins with the words of the Gemara of Bishanile, and he answers him, they're all Bitzarklim Kaimai, when you need the place of the Kli. So he's going to explain that why. By one place, do we say you're not allowed to move the vessel? Another place we say that it's permitted when we know that whatever you need, the place is permitted. That is, Gemara brought teaching of Rabbi Yitzchok that said, not like Rav Chisda, says, just you're not allowed to put the kli tachas to tanagal is to accept the egg, so you can't take the vessel to cover up the egg that it doesn't break. Because, no, a kli cannot be taken only davanit b'Shabbos. There's no exceptions, not like the way Rabbi said. On that, the Gemara asked all the questions Abaye asked on Rav Chisda. That also holds that inkli nitel tzarech divan nitel, except if it's atzala metzuya. And Rabbi Yitzchok answers that all these that you're allowed to move it, are because you're moving it for its place. And once you're moving it, then you let it put it for even something that's a davar she'ein anito. So Tais says, the truth is, one of the cases that we ask from, that you're allowed to put a vessel beneath the leak in the roof that's dripping into the house, you could actually say, like we had answered previously, where it's talking about that it's a drip of water that's potable water that's drinkable, k'dashanle, like the Gemara previously answered, and actually b'perek mashul, actually the morning bayin daflam avam and av, actually mashanle hachle b'yitzchak, actually answers like this for b'yitzchak. It's just the Gemara wanted to give one answer for them all, that's b'tzarchle b'kamim, but truth is one of them, you can really answer that it's not difficult at all, because it's actually l'dabar hanitel, because the water that dripped in actually is drinkable water. Now, but Tamil Rebbe, the Re is bothered as follows. It says, Maishno de gabi shem and tana ein nisn, why regarding the halacha of the oil, did we say, nal put a kli tachas in our Mishnah to accept the oil? No, we got it says nisnin, but regarding the sparks, we said you could put a vessel beneath it to catch the sparks. Now, the difficulty is, because b'tavayu by both them, have a matzal misnin nisnin b'tzarchle b'kam, you could either say that you could put the bowl beneath it when you needed the pole, the place of the bowl, like b'tavayu in this, no, both of them, you could say you cannot place it, b'tzarchle b'kam, when you didn't need the place. So why say one yes, one not, when really it's not really intrinsic into the oil or the spark, it depends if it's b'tzarchle b'kam or not. So it seems to the Re that you're right. Both of them are really interchangeable. But the Mikara Shmina, and it's just in the beginning we wanted to tell you the primary halacha that you now put a kli tachas and to makabla shemen, because we wanted to tell you the inkli nitl al daran nitl b'shabbos, that you cannot move a vessel unless it's for something that itself is movable. And then we got in the tzeitz the bazachi, subsequently we mentioned the laws of the sparks, Ashmina and the b'tzarchle b'kam b'shari, we just tell you the other half of the halacha, but that when you needed the place of the vessel that you're moving anyway, then you're allowed to move it even for something that's in a nitl. But you're right, not necessarily shemen versus the tzeitz. Uinami, another approach you could say is that actually Rebitzchuk Isle Nami, that actually Rebitzchuk also holds, besides for as the Gemara quotes him as saying you cannot move a vessel if it's not for something that itself can be moved, he actually also holds of the other reason he mentioned in our sugya, the Asla Vatza Klima Chanda, that you're not allowed to nullify a vessel from its preparedness. Ulahachi Gabi Shem, and they nice, and that's why by the oil he says you're not allowed to move the vessel because that Philip Tzarchim Bekamai. That's even if you needed the place of the vessel where the there's no problem about Dabba Shein and Nitzel because you're moving it anyway, but you're not allowed to put it beneath the Shem because that's Mavata Klimachane. And contrary by Netzaitis, like the Gemara said, there's no substance to it where anyway you need the Tzarchim Bekamai, and there's no Mavata Klimachane, therefore there it's going to be permitted. And as Taisa says, L'Rav Huna Nefash B'Samach, as Taisa mentioned this previously also, that shortly we're going to explain that according to Rav Huna, this Li Nami Tavai, that he actually also holds a both. Inkli Nitl Adavan Nitl, that a vessel can only move is something that can be moved itself, and also the vessel Vatsa Kli Mechane, also that not nullify a vessel from its preparedness, like Taisa is saying over here, that actually that's the same thing by Rav Yitzchak. Now, but then Taisa asks, V'imnaim, if you're going to say, Rav Yosef, that according to Rav Yosef, that he again explains the reason why not put the egg, the bowl beneath the egg is because Mavata Kli Mechanai, comes out like Asim Asini, Rav Shimon. That our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. Why? The Kivan Dilu Dei, because since according to Rav Shimon, Mutter La'ach Shakava, it's actually permitted after the lamp goes out. So actually, Lechasha Bittel Kli. So this is actually not considered a nullification of the vessel, and actually, Tais discussed this previously. Regarding such an option, Tais actually says not necessarily, but Tais is saying if you're going to say that the interpretation of Yosef is not like Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, there's no real bit of Kli Mechanai because you could use it right afterwards. Sim Kim, it's in Lameim, and then Tais says actually what you could say is that Fila Rabba, that even Rabba, who he says the reason Rav Chiz did because Inkli Nitl Atzar Dava Nitl, you could also hold that Isli the Aslavati Kli Mechanai, he also holds of both reasons. That also there's a problem about nullifying a vessel from its preparedness. Aye, so why does he say Latzar Dava Shein Nitl? That's the reasoning. Because he had to tell you that that when it's an uncommon saving, that they didn't permit, because he wants to explain the halacha of the Mishnah even like Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon's not bothered by Mat Kli Mechanai, as we explained why, according to Reb Yosef, it's not going to be like Reb Shimon, and therefore he had to say that it's talking about a different problem, which he does agree with, and to differentiate between Atzol Metzuya and Atzol She'en Metzuya, that because it's Atzol She'en Metzuya, therefore you can't move the bowl beneath the dripping light. Now, Tais comes to explain now, but based on the Gemara's answer, which our Tais Demasal is going on, why did the Tanna have to say so many different cases if they're all essentially the same thing of Litzarech Mekaymeh? As Tais says, Tais has to take a second look. He says, if you're going to say, wait, my Tzarech Bechal on the Mishnayis Lashmina, why do we need so many Mishnayis to say the same point, which is essentially, yes, really cannot move the thing beneath it because it's the problem of Litzarech Dov Sheinin Nitl. But the reason why he allowed it is because the Betzarchel Mekayim Yashar, because, oh, since you needed the place of the thing itself that you're moving, oh, that's permitted. So why are they all saying the same thing? What is one Mishnah to say that idea? So it says, no, each one has its own specific Chiddush. What you could say is the Legabin that says it's the case of the sparks. It's a Chashmini. We have to say that even the late Tema don't say, Philip Betzarchel Mekayim also, that no, even if you're already moving the bowl anyway, because you need its place, that still you wouldn't be able to put it beneath the sparks. Why not? If we let you put it beneath it, you might come to put out the fire. Also, when we said that you're allowed to put the bowl to cover over on top of the flame that it doesn't catch onto the building, we also have to say it's permitted, and then we're not concerned that you might come to put out the flame. Also, regarding the beam that broke, near the Rashba, it seems to the Rashba, yeah, the Itzir Hashmi, we have to say that case too, to tell you that we're not concerned you might come to move up the beam. Because actually, the Asa Lahalis, although you're allowed to go and support the beam, you're not allowed to go move up the beam more back to its place, because that's a problem about Baina. Like the Gemara says later on, the Kovnan Alpha and Beis. And Chen Kerish and Ishbra, so too, like where it says that, so too, the beam that broke, same thing as that, like, you're allowed to support it, but not like, not allowed to move it up. You have to be careful that you don't go ahead and, it's just that, you shouldn't have it go ahead and break more. But to push it up and fix it, that's a problem. And if we have to tell you that you're allowed to support it, we're not concerned that you might come to move it up more. That's the Chiddush in each one special, but you're right, all of them come down to the same principle that, since you're moving it anyway, let's say you let him move it even ledavar she'ina nito. The next taste of Masoch Tetz begins the words of the Gemara. Kaifa le klish le tishav v'chul yilada, turn over the vessel so that it doesn't break, etc. Taste come to explain that actually the questioner also knew that you could give the answer of tzarech l'mekayim, where the Rabbi Yitzchak has said that you're not allowed to put the vessel beneath the egg, nor even to cover the egg, because it could only be le tzarech devar nito. So Abaya had these many questions on Rav Chisda. And Rav Chisda said, they're all talking about Tzarech L'mekayim. And Abaya continued to ask for many different braises. And all of them, he either answers, either, yeah, it's Tzarech L'mekayim, or it's a utility that's fit for it, and therefore it is Letzarech Devar Nito. So Tais actually says that Kol Hanu Demaisi, all these braises that are brought, Yodam Aksha, the questioner knew the Matz L'shnui B'Tzarech L'mekayim, he realized that you could give the same answer that the reason why you're moving is because you need its place. So why does he keep on asking? And the Shorei Tzalei is because he wanted to know Im Yesh Letar, it's Ben Yach, if there's another type of answer you could give, for example, because it was a utility that's fit for it. And therefore he asked, and as we see, some that we said Tzarech L'mekayim, and some that we say that it actually has a permitted utility. Tinnik Tais the Masoch Tetz against the words of the Gemara, the Ayatum Mibinyanum, what's left over from the building, which Tais proves this halacha that the leftover bricks are fit to use on Shabbos, because Rabbi Yitzchak said that you cannot move for something that's not fit itself. We see that you're allowed to take a mat and cover the bricks. A brick is something that's not movable. So the Gemara says, no, it is. So my leftover bricks from construction, which they're not going to build anymore, they're not muksa because people actually use it to sit on it. So therefore it's considered devanito. As Tais proves, could the amalek come on perikolikim, like the Gemara says, learn out of kofchav dalma beis, hani livni diyatim ibinyana, these bricks are left over from construction, sharla tatalinu, ilada, move it, because people sit in it, and therefore again, that's what our Gemara is saying, that's why they're not considered dabashin initl, and if you could move the mats to cover them.